Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you were able to make time in your schedule to share these next few moments together. Before I begin to share the word of the Lord, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, we come to you right now, and Lord, I lift everyone, Lord, that needs your touch, your healing presence, physically, emotionally, in their lives. Lord, this is a busy time of year, and Lord, a time in which sometimes emotions get overloaded. There's a fraying of nerves, and just the pressures, the memories of the season have a way of negatively impacting many. But Lord, I'm asking you that we will be able to keep our minds, our hearts stayed upon you, because Lord, those who do so, your word promises you will keep them in perfect peace. Lord, you are the Prince of Peace, and so I ask, Lord, that you would minister peace to your beloved even now. Father, the various needs that are represented in my radio family right now, those that need your healing physically, emotionally, circumstantially, Lord, they need you to move in very difficult situations. Father, I pray for grace for them. I take authority over every work of the enemy, and Lord, ask that you will make a way in these situations, in these circumstances, in the lives of those who have been rebellious, those who are standing against what you desire to be accomplished. And Father, make the way straight before their feet, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Well, I'd like to just focus on one particular scripture. Sometimes familiar passages of scripture we read, we hear, and we don't really think about them in depth, but I'd like to focus on 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 19, which simply states, "We love him because he first loved us." And this indicates that all the feelings, the appreciation, the thanksgiving we have in our heart is because of something that God did before perhaps we even knew about him. And I know in my own case, I even though I'd been raised in a denominational home of a Christian denomination, yet when I came into my teen years, I really questioned the existence of God. And so God dealt very gently and tenderly with me over a period of 10 years to come to the place that I didn't really know if there was a God, but I asked him one evening, I said, "God, if you're real, make yourself real to me." And so what we see, his pattern in dealing with us, not that we are so righteous that we're seeking God, but God reaches out and seeks us. He is the good shepherd who leaves his flock and goes after that one lost sheep. In the Gospel of John, the 12th chapter, verse 32, he declares, "And I, if I be lifted up on the earth, I will draw all men unto me." And of course, he was making reference to his being lifted up on that cross of Calvary, that final and ultimate atonement that he would make, our substitution for the sins of the world. And we would then be reconciled into a right relationship with God. It says he will draw all men to him. That word draw, it's got a multiplicity of meanings, but what I'll share with you, it means to cause to go in a certain direction, as by leading, to bring by inducement or allure, to attract, like honey does flies, to exert an attractive force. In the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, verse 44, Jesus makes this statement, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." He is referencing eternal life for those who will accept and believe that he is the only begotten Son of God who died for our sins and was raised for our justification. And in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 3, the word declares, "The Lord appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." So God initiates our salvation experience. He begins to draw us by the Spirit of God. Until that point in time, we are able to make a decision, a choice of our free will, and say yes to him. And basically, our experience in God really depends upon our response to him. In Hebrews, the 7th chapter, verse 19, the word says, "For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh to God." The Living Bible puts it this way, "It never made anyone really right with God," speaking of course, the Old Covenant, "but now we have a far better hope, for Christ makes us acceptable to God, and now we may draw near to him." And then in the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter, let me share with you just a few verses, starting in verse 19. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." The veil of his flesh has been torn. Years ago in 1965, when Brother Glass began the ministry, he named it the Unveil Christ Ministry, speaking of the resurrected Lord of glory, the Christ of Revelation, if you will, who stands, as we read in those opening chapters, in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, whose eyes are as a flame of fire, and his feet as if they burned in a furnace, as polished brass. This mighty God we served. He came as a suffering servant, but very soon he's going to return as an all-conquering king, praise God. So we, beloved, have that privilege of entering into the Holy of Holies. Remember when Jesus died, the Gospels account that that heavy veil of the temple was torn into from the top to the bottom. The high priest was only allowed into the holiest place of all once a year, but now every believer can come in to the very presence of God. That's what I just shared with you in Hebrews. With full assurance of faith, we can come boldly before his presence with a true heart. That word true is alethenos, and it means real, genuine, one who cannot lie. And when we look at God, who is truth, there is no darkness, no shadow of turning in him. Contrast God's divine nature with the devil, the father of lies. He can't behave any other way. He's a liar from the beginning, and he's the father of lies. That's what Jesus had to say about him. In Hebrews also, the 10th chapter, verses 38 and 39, the word declares, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul hath no pleasure in him." And in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, Jesus said, "No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." So this process involves God initiating this process of drawing us, attracting us, alluring us, if you will, into his presence. And then at that point, we have a choice. We have a decision to make, our response to Him. And once we make a positive, even if it's just very minimal, if we don't even know how to approach God, if we feel we don't even know how to pray, He reaches out to us and surrounds us with His love and His kindness and His protection. James 4 and 8 says, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Jesus is our all-sufficient Savior. The wonderful part about Jesus is He encompasses our entire experience. His blood covers everything that we have done in the past. He pardons every sin we've ever committed. He forgives us every transgression. And for the present day, even right now, the things you're facing, He takes care of you by His abiding presence. He has the mind of God, and He speaks out to us, the voice of God calling out to man, the hand of God reaching out to mankind, the Savior meeting us at the very deepest needs of our soul. And then, of course, He's our Savior for the future. He will provide us an eternal home at the end of this life's journey. Beloved, we have something to be so grateful for. We have a Savior who loves us, and that's what we're celebrating at this time of year. What does Christmas mean to you? Well, for the natural world, those, you know, it's just a holiday to celebrate, to give gifts, to have parties. And the word tells us we've not been called to liberty, only we've been called unto liberty, but we're not to use that liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love to serve one another. We are spiritual creatures, beloved. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whomsoever would believe on Him should not perish but have everlasting life. On tomorrow's broadcast, I'd like to begin to share, we know what Christmas means to us. There's greater and greater understandings and revelation can we receive, but I want us to look at what did Christmas mean to Jesus. I invite you to tune in tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. I love you. I appreciate so much your faithful prayers and your listening in the broadcast, and also, of course, for your financial support. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,